This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
President Trump, we are almost to the halfway mark, and by all accounts, you've got to double down. It's blatantly obvious to most Americans that Congress isn't a bipartisan democracy. Congress is actually two corporocratic wolves fighting over what's for dinner.
We see their culture of corruption, cronyism, and incompetence at work.
People say it's because the Democratic Party, of which you're a leader, has no message. Your only message is anti-Trump.
No, that isn't true. First of all, let me just say, these are four races we would never have chosen to go into. They were chosen by Donald Trump.
Please, God, let Nancy Pelosi continue to be the voice of the Democratic Party for the midterm elections, because it's the best thing that the Republicans could possibly have. And all we need to do is take her words, put it on television, and play it over and over again. Yeah.
The Democrats are already circulating a list of 100 potential investigations of the Trump presidency to fuel the frenzy in their base. Axios reports that some of the investigations, based on requests for inquiries made by Democrats while in the minority, include President Trump's tax returns, Trump family business, and whether they comply with the Constitution's emoluments clause, including the Chinese trademark grant to the Trump Organization, Trump's dealing with Russia, including the president's preparation for his meeting with Vladimir Putin, the payment to Stephanie Clifford, a.k.a. Stormy Daniels, and James Comey's firing. The same monotone nothing burger investigations that have attempted to suck all of the air out of the first 2 years of the Trump presidency, but failed.
Made in America is back. Now, some people would say made in the USA. I personally don't care. The fact is, we're back. We have 400,000 new manufacturing jobs. Our opponents said that could never happen. It has happened, and we're going to develop a lot more in a very short period of time. So made in the USA, made in America, it's back.
We all know they are simply trying to distract from the potential firing of Attorney General Jeff Sessions and FISA rat Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who have stalled on a motherload of investigations that could force a seismic shift in the District of Criminals. Congress is now split into two camps, pro-America and pro-deep state. The threat of Sessions' firing brought the deep state defenders out of the woodwork.
Bizarrely, there are people in this body now talking like the Attorney General will be fired, should be fired. I'm not sure how to interpret the comments of the last couple of hours, but I guess I would just like to say, as a member of the Judiciary Committee and as a member of this body, I find it really difficult to envision any circumstance where I would vote to confirm a successor to Jeff Sessions if he is fired because he's executing his job.
We're Jeff still Sessions. There? Would you try to help him with that?
No, because
with
he
firing
would
have a... Jeff Sessions?
No, because he would have a nightmare on his hands in politics. It's very, very different in politics, Anna, than it is in business. If Jeff Sessions was the general counsel for the Trump Organization, it's a totally different set of personnel decisions than if Jeff Sessions is his cabinet
right.
member.
And there are those that have begun to grow a spine.
And I think there will come a time, sooner rather than later, where it will be time to have a new face and a fresh voice at the Department of Justice. Replacing him before the election to me would be a non-starter. But the idea of having a new attorney general in the first term of President Trump's administration, I think is very likely.
Understand, the president inherited a system that likes to give no one anything. I often say that the most highly classified thing there is anywhere in Washington is embarrassment.
This attorney general, unfortunately, has been disengaged for his entire tenure as attorney general, with the exception of his work on bringing down the gangs and enforcing our immigration law.
They have allowed all the crimes against Trump, all the crimes against America, all the illegal spying, all the illegal warrants, all the fake Russiagate garbage. They've indicted three members of the House try to win the election for stuff that's not even criminal, flying their daughter's pet rabbit, buying members of the staff dinner on campaign funds, totally normal. When Obama laundered $84 million, it's all unfolding.
As evidence on Hillary continues to pile up, like it recently did after Judicial Watch uncovered even more fumbling with our national security, it is abundantly clear there isn't any justice being...
That's right. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones.
As you probably heard, recently many of the biggest tech companies joined in a coordinated effort to censor content from broadcaster Alex Jones.
They're never going to remove him. That's crazy. That's too far.
This isn't about Alex Jones. This is about freedom.
Trump's election and Alex Jones' popularity are merely symptoms of a corrupt and failed status quo.
You have about 800 million followers. That's why you're banned.
Social media censorship.
Virtually every day, the big tech companies censor someone else whose political opinions they disagree with.
Facebook censors our free speech, and shame on the ones that don't even see that we have been censored.
For many on the left, the view seems to have become that if you can't beat them, prevent them from speaking.
They've broken their algorithm to try to steal this election.
And now they're down to the last corners of the internet. Oh no, conservatives can speak to one another. We must shut it up.
People know what's true. They can smell it. You can't stop them from knowing that.
This is an emergency transmission from deep in the heart of Texas. U.S. resistance against the global corporate combine, empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome subversion paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things, integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States with traitors inside the major security agencies, blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com slash Big Tech Megan Combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception. where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they've now used me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
69 days. Huge breaking news coming up. But first, this is why they hate us. This is why they want to shut us down.
Certainly for some, Alex Jones can be scary and abrasive. But if you can get through all that to explore what he's been saying, to see for yourself what it is that the establishment wants to hide from you, then the information you find could be life-changing. He predicted 9/11.
And if there was an outside threat like a Bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need. This Orwellian phony system.
He exposed the cremation of care ceremony at Bohemian Grove.
Babylon mystery religion ceremony.
He educated us about the relationship between the Third Reich and modern globalism.
Prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks.
He helped reveal the so-called Bilderberg Group at all.
And most of you are a bunch of stinking parasites!
He was the loudest voice reporting on the union between the communist Chinese and Silicon Valley. They falsely edit him. They lie about his reporting of Sandy Hook. They lie that he pushed a child down in a viral video. And now he is being deplatformed by Facebook, Apple, and Google. Private companies are being harassed and encouraged to stop doing business with him.
And then we get hit and say, you no longer use our software.
YouTubers are being censored for talking about him.
We just got taken down by YouTube. They just killed our stream.
Really?
Yep.
And some Americans are actually celebrating this. This is America in 2018. Will you sit by and allow liberty and freedom to be taken away right before your eyes? Will you do nothing while history is being recorded? Will you sit and do nothing? Or will you do your own research, discover the truth, and stand for freedom?
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones. Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I'm standing in this briefing room right now. There is no government official here, but I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people.
They came in peace.
Maybe we should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue. Like these folks who chant CNN sucks and fake news, maybe we should go out, all journalists should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue and chant, we're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people.
This is CNN. And this is the InfoWar.
Paul Watson has done something very, very special that he and I worked on yesterday that he hammered out this morning. And if you want to win the war against the globalists, if you want to defeat the New World Order, you want to flood every talk show with this, you want to flood the White House, you want to flood every member of Congress and every member of your state legislature, it is now being reported by Politico. The president is looking at Sherman Antitrust Act Section 2, unfair trade practices, discrimination, racketeering. Oh, and I forgot, lying to Congress. They had the presidents and vice presidents of the tech companies say that no one's being shadow banned. We have executives from those companies caught on tape saying it is. And I'm told more tapes are coming out. But everyone held back so they could lie to Congress. Reports on InfoWars.com. Oh, and it's coffin nails to tyranny. The social media purge of conservatives is a giant election meddling scheme. If you want to defeat the globalist, you go to InfoWars.com and you hammer this report out to the four corners of this planet.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sixty-nine days, ladies and gentlemen, until the most important election in world history. The planet is at a crossroads. It is undoubted. The globalists are trying to shut this nation down. We are struggling as hard as we can to expose their operations. It is a neck-and-neck battle, ladies and gentlemen. Neck-and-neck. All right, coming up next segment, I am going to get into information that is just staggeringly important to the future of this country and to winning these midterms and the fact that the Democrats are trying to manipulate the outcome of the election. And I'm going to go through the fact that we should be rejoicing, that it's an amazing, amazing time to be alive right now, in that Trump is awake to the censorship, to the total attack on our free civilization, and is fighting back, and you're fighting back, and this broadcast, and DrudgeReport.com, this broadcast, our audience who are activists, and DrudgeReport.com, we're the only group in a prominent way in the last year showing how InfoWars is being set up for takedown, and that everybody else will be taken down right after us, which is now happening. So thank God for that, and you know our prayers are definitely being answered, but you know God helps those that help themselves. So thank you all. We're not over the hump yet, but we are rolling this boulder up, and you can see the top. I mean, this is a big, big deal. The main article I'm going to read is on InfoWars.com. The social media purging conservatives is a giant election meddling scheme. Now, I know you know that, but the public is slow to pick up on this, and it's massive. It's coordinated, and they've all perjured themselves to Congress because we have the WikiLeaks with Facebook and Google colluding for Hillary and saying they delivered the election to her. And then we have them lying about shadow banning and lying about everything else, and they're still doing it. And now the CEO of Google is refusing to testify. So that's all coming up. But first, I didn't get to this yesterday, so I want to air it now because it's important. It's Mark Penn, political strategist and pollster, warned Silicon Valley censorship could have big influence on the elections. You're like, that's Tucker Carlson. You're like, Alex, we know this. I know, but the president watches Tucker Carlson. It's having an effect, and now the media is trying to spin it, the controlled media, that Trump's crazy. That's the CNN headline yesterday. Trump conspiracy theory thinks the news is gamed and Google manipulates search results. The first 20, 30, 40 pages are nothing but anti-Trump, anti-Alex Jones, anti-America, telling us the economy isn't good, you name it. I mean, it's crazy. And the president is absolutely right about this in a big way. There it is, debunking Donald Trump's latest conspiracy theory on Google. Even CNN reporters that have called for me and everybody else to be banned that they don't agree with, then the same reporter the next day writes articles saying, we're insane, it doesn't exist. To just change the subject back onto, is it true, is it happening? Remember all the years, oh, there's no world government. Oh, there's no plan to break up the family. There's no plan to do this and that. And then you'd have all their documents, all their admissions. You'd have them at UN meetings admitting it, EU meetings. It's crazy. I mean, this is like going to the zoo and you see an elephant and you go, there's an elephant. And your parents go, no, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're like, well, that's big ears. That's a trunk. It's gray. It's walking around. It's big. That looks like a tiger over there. It's got black and orange stripes and weighs 1,000 pounds or whatever. And you're like, nope. Nope, it's not a tiger.
Go ahead and climb in there and grab by the tail and see what happens. But I want to play this Tucker Carlson piece right now, really uninterrupted, because it's so important. Here it is.
I'm fascinated by the Alex Jones story because it was Alex Jones. Almost no conservatives rose to his defense because the idea was, well, Alex Jones, ew, yuck. But it's not really about Alex Jones, is it? It's about the idea that companies can make it impossible for your voice to be heard. Is that a precedent we should be comfortable with?
Well, I really think you have to be worried about big tech becoming big brother.
Yes.
Because these used to be neutral platforms that said, we're open to free expression. That's our core value. And now they've said, well, not so much. With particularly Facebook hiring 10,000 new censors on top of another 10,000 and having roving censoring bots looking for content. Look, I never read Alex Jones, but here's somebody with millions of followers, publicly accountable for his speech, operating within Supreme Court standards, yanked from the media. That's a surprise to me. That says that these platforms are no longer as open as they presented themselves to be.
And it's not just him. There are many like him who've been yanked, lesser known, but still. So this has political implications. You ran and managed campaigns for so long. This must have occurred. A lot of our political debate takes place on social media platforms. So if they clamp down on one side of the debate, why wouldn't that influence an elections outcome?
Well, obviously it could have a big influence on elections, increasingly because where people turn for their news is that they look at the news feeds that are run by the major social media companies. And so they're more powerful than any TV station, more powerful than Fox.
Yes, they
are. Because of the amount of time that people spend, and it's a funnel. So if you're not at the top, you don't get seen. And so in the past, they had some neutral ways of doing this, but now they've increasingly applied still more mysterious algorithms plus individual censors. And remember, they're private platforms, they say, so they're not actually subject to the First Amendment unless we get some legislation here that says free speech is an internet right.
It's totally meaningless. If I own a toll road, I can't say anyone of a certain race can't drive on my toll road. And so they're not actually fully private companies. We have a public interest, I would say, in keeping them free and open. Why aren't, if you cared about the integrity of our elections, why isn't Congress acting?
I don't know why Congress isn't acting. Part of it is because to stand up to a social media company means you could have 5 million people on your doorstep the next day. So I think there's been a lot of intimidation in Congress instead of bipartisan agreement that, hey, we cannot have this kind of regulation of speech where whoever runs one of the big platforms can pick out speech, which speech goes and which speech doesn't. Not when they've been exempted from the libel laws, when they've been set up as open platforms, and they now become media companies instead. And that's exactly what's happened. They become media companies that take ads on the media that they run, and they have editors and algorithms and bots that run it.
I really believe that 10 years from now, this segment, what you just said, will be seen as prescient. I mean, I think it's a big story that's being ignored by virtually everyone for reasons I don't fully understand. Maybe you're right, it's cowardice, but it shouldn't be.
Mark Penn is a former top strategist for the Clintons, and he's a classical liberal, and you heard him say, Jones is held to the standard. You can take him to court. But he's being selectively hit, and it's setting the precedent where they have their cake and eat it too. They say they're a big platform, like a commons. They say they're a monopoly. They're given that protection under federal law. The Digital Millennium Copyright Act, Safe Harbor, DMCA, a bunch of other things. I know I live under it with InfoWars.com. We're commenters on InfoWars. I'm not liable for what they say. So they're now, though, having their cake and eating it, too. And they're having all these former Democrats come in and censor and control. And what they do is they build a straw man of what I've said that, ooh, it's this Alex Jones, yuck, he's a bad guy. And then smother the real Alex Jones so I can't respond to what they're doing. And as Tucker said, what you just heard was pure veritas. That's what's going on, and it can deliver 5 million votes easily to the Democrats and steal these elections with illegal aliens, folks voting the names of dead people. This is the 2018 issue. If Trump doesn't get on top of this, we're going to lose. over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours, it's on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around the tree to the ground, shutting from the sound. The death machine ain't slowing down, it's gaining pound for pound. Summer of rage, the building makes graves within the states.
All right. There's a way to beat the globalist, but people have to be serious. They have to be adults. They have to know what's going on. And they have to understand the true criminal nature of the Democrats and the foreign corporations and the communist Chinese that empower them. These are the most psychotic, sociopathic, vicious, hateful, dishonorable, dishonest, truly wicked people who hate America and hate your family and just viciously have a total will to dominate and run your life. They are eugenicists to destroy the family, to make you totally depressed, to take everything away from you, and then put you into a virtual reality where they can steal your soul. They are completely turned over to what can only be called the devil. Whether you believe in that as a spiritual force or an archetype, it's real. It's going on. They're setting up a world government plan. They're bringing in a one world government mark of the beast with digital control, where if you don't play by their rules, you have a world social score, and then either you were devalued on that social score until you starve to death on the street and everyone else shuns you through peer pressure, and you starve to death. That is now being announced by Facebook, that they are launching the Communist Chinese Social Score. I was the first person in modern history on a wide scale who was prominent to be shadow banned and to have the Western governments promote it as a good thing and then to be completely depersoned. First they demonized me to set the precedent, to build a straw man to get you to go along with it so that you would shun me. And then as soon as within a week and a half of people not raising a big alarm except for Matt Drudge and Tucker Carlson and the president, it happened to tens of thousands of prominent people, and now it's being reported millions of conservatives, libertarians, nationalists. You can't say something pro-Trump. You can't say something pro-gun. You can't say something pro-America. Ninth Circuit's ruled you can't wear American flags in public schools on the West Coast. They mean business across every level. So they're here. The mark of the beast is now here. World government is now here in your face. With a scientific one world system using a digital mark of your internet ID that will be biometrically based on face scans and hand scans. Mark of the head, mark of the hand. 2,000 years later, coming true, no one can deny it, prophecy is being fulfilled. And it also says the church will fall away and will accept the mark of the beast. Most people will accept the mark of the beast because they'll believe, you know, that it isn't actually happening. Because the churches aren't churches. They've been federalized. They've been globalized. They've been put under 501c3, so they won't tell you. In fact, I predict soon the people will be taking communion and giving to the offering plate with a hand scan. Mark my words, within 2 years, you will see people. In fact, I bet it's already going on. I never thought of that. Search engine, church takes digital payments with biometrics. That people will go into church and they'll go, just like at the airport. Everyone's being conditioned to do it. Sweden now, to get on public transit, people are taking microchips to get on buses and trains. Soon they're saying that's the only way you'll be allowed to get on is with that. Oh, it stops all the crime. Oh, it's a great thing. ABC News, CBS News, NBC News are all, hey, everyone will soon have a mark. Everyone will soon have to put down their hand or have a face scan to buy or sell. Facebook is using face scanning for a decade now all over the country to tie it into your bank account to control everything. Google, the driverless cars, robots making hamburgers, robots, killing lionfish in the Mediterranean, killing lionfish in the Caribbean, robots doing everything. This is the program. This is the operation. Oh, there it is. Three ways churches can use biometrics to increase security. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. They've got them to get in the door and they've got them to make their payments. So sure enough, I guess they're giving their offering plates up with that system.
So that's what's going on here, ladies and gentlemen. That's what's happening. And everything you do is already tracked. And it's beyond Big Brother. And now you can have world leaders of the future projected 20, 30, 50 feet high in towns commons as giant holograms speaking to you and telling you about the world government. The Bible says there'll be 20 and 30 foot holograms in the world capitals, in Jerusalem, in Rome, in other areas of the world leader and the beast, this logo creature that's described like a machine, basically like Megatron. So the Bible describes it, this big metal angel creature will be projected everywhere in the world at the same time and will tell you to submit. It'll have all the high technology, life extension. It'll have everything. You just got to get down and worship it and accept its politics and do what it says. And it's going to watch you omnipresently, artificially with the tech, to make sure you submit. And if you don't submit, well, you'll be downgraded. And at first, it'll be easy to get a 5-star. You don't have to do much. But soon it'll be more and more and more, and then very few will have 5 stars. It'll be totally coveted, the new Hollywood power. Even world leaders won't have 5 stars. Oh, the people that do will be like Dalai Lama-like people, worshipped. Oh, you want that 5-star, don't you? Because if you don't have it, you'll be cut off from the entertainment, jobs, everything. This is their system. And we've been warned thousands of years ago. If you read Ezekiel and you read Daniel and you read Revelation, all written within 3,000 years of themselves. Ezekiel says these big rings of fire come down and land, and these dudes with blue helmets on, that's how it's described in the Hebrew, come up and they tell them, they say, take this. And then they take this thing they're told, and then it downloads all the information into them, and they all said the same thing. World government, marks in the hands, marks in the head, don't take it. Once you all get rigged up to this, it's going to start exterminating everybody. Well, let's just say the Bible's not true. I'm not saying that, but just for the sake of argument, what is it then? Because it's being built. Now, let me just throw this in here. For now, you can still go to InfoWarsStore.com, even though they're trying to take our payment processors and bankrupt us and shut us down and sue us into oblivion with fake lawsuits. We first broke the social credit scores 5 years ago. You can still go to InfoWarsStore.com, though. And you can buy products that are excellent and still fund our operation during this critical time while people now know we were right. They're now listening more than ever. The ridicule, the demonization, the fake news attacks every day aren't slowing us down. And so we just want to be strong through the finish, whatever God's plan is. And that means capital to continue on and expand. Because if we don't expand, we'll be contracting and then they're winning. And we're neck and neck whether they're going to win right now. So it's really up to you to get great products you need, to sign up for auto ship so they get reshipped to you and cancel any time. Get 10% off additionally at InfoWarsStore.com. We have free shipping on order $50 or more. We have the ultimate bone broth. 50% off. Never done that before. It's very close to what it costs to produce it. $19.95, but I got a giant order of it in, and I want people to try it who haven't tried it and see the amazing benefits of true bone broth with the chaga mushroom, the turmeric, the bee pollen, and so much more. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. And it's our new formulation of Ultimate Bone Broth. It's even better than the last one. We have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the strongest out there, 95%. So many things turmeric does. This is the best you're going to find at a great price, 2-month supply. It's 50% off, even though it's about to sell out. That special will end within days.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Didn't you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I don't like to speak ill of the dead, but I've been on air for 24 years. Been on radio for 23. And I have been following John McCain's evil career. The open borders, the gun control, the lying, the swindling SNLs, the funding ISIS, Al-Qaeda, covering up for the Clintons. Just a monstrous person. And he's everything wrong with this country. A horrible blue blood neocon of the very worst ilk. His father, his grandfather, horrible corrupt people, all involved in big swindling scandals. McCain comes from a crime family. I know his last name isn't, Capone, but it's unbelievable. And they just during the break, I was back in the break room and getting a glass of water. And they had him from 2012 going, when you malign someone and say bad things about them, it's wrong. You should never do it. He was always there to make sure corruption could continue on. And he cussed at people and tell them to go to hell and all these things. And that's not the real reason he was a bad guy. The guy was famously an out-of-control egomaniac tyrant who would then say, remember a couple years ago, he said to Rand Paul, you're a Russian agent because you're not voting to expand war in Ukraine. He said, I called that senator to be investigated as a Russian agent. I mean, give me a break, McCain. You covered up for Hillary. You covered up for her and Uranium One and Mueller with the tarmac meetings. You people are sick freaks. And then the Democrats always hated him before until they started worshiping Obama publicly. They didn't realize he was a shill for them all along. And I am just so sick of everyone fawning after him and like, oh, saying great things about him. It's a lie. So McCain's spirit has gone wherever it's gone. I'm not glad he died. I don't wish any ill upon him. But, man, it's getting really, really sick. You know, when the whole mainstream media and the whole culture in Hollywood worships you, you know you're a bad guy. What did Christ say? All those that hate me love death. And if you love me, the world's going to hate you. That doesn't mean I'm on some high horse, that I'm some preacher, I'm some Pharisee, telling you, you know, if you've done this or that, you're going to hell. God judges the heart. I'm simply talking about good and evil and the fact that if you're trying to be a good person and really help other people and really tell the truth, instead of just virtue signaling like these monsters do, the world will come after you. So if the world loves you, you know you're doing bad. If the establishment, when we talk about the world, we mean Bill Clinton, Peter Strzok, Harvey Weinstein, Queen Elizabeth II. When those folks like you and everything's beautiful and everything's nice and you're all around these other fake people, you're losing your soul. Now, I do want to take the calls again today. We'll be doing that coming up later in the next hour. And I do have a ton of clips and news that I haven't even gotten to yet that is of extreme importance. But I've been hammering for several months internet censorship ahead of the midterms. I've been hammering it because I believe it was the central issue and no one was really talking about it. Thanks. Again, I keep going back to this because it's so critical to DrudgeReport.com and you, the audience. And I mean that equally to Matt Drudge and to the audience. Thank you all. We really appreciate you being smart, having common sense, standing up for yourself and us, and having self-preservation instincts. So thank God you're not cowards as well. So it is this audience, it is this crew in this building, it is you, the supporters of this broadcast, it's our local AM and FM stations, UHF, VHF, and cable. You are the reason we were able to punch this story out. I was deplatformed for it. I was the first person on a large scale, unpersoned. And I'm quite frankly not glad it happened, but I'm proud it happened. Because I'm so effective, and you're so effective, and we're so effective together, this happened. And now it is the big story. I said I'd get to it this segment last, but I went into some other issues. I got into McCain this segment. I will start of the next hour, get into this huge group of incredibly positive news. Trump is looking at Sherman Antitrust Act Section 2. He's looking at tech giants' perjury to Congress. He's also looking at the WikiLeaks and their own admissions that they're working with the Democrats and, quote, that Facebook and Twitter are, quote, owned by the Democratic Party. Those are statements that, you know, they're owned by them. And that's them talking to each other. Oh, you know you own us. You know we're 100% behind you. And we already saw the censorship 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago. We already saw that and witnessed it all. And so people have to understand that it's on. And so you've done a great job. But if you really want to get this to every talk show host you know, And just fill the inbox of Congress. Go to your congressman or woman's meetings when they're back in the district, which many of them are right now campaigning, and hand them this report and say, listen, I know you can handle a lot of stuff, but whoever stands up for this is going to save the country, win the midterms, and be a hero. I had Matt Gaetz briefed right before he had those hearings, and I said, if you green light and say you're just private companies, do whatever you want, they're going to totally start censoring right after. Gaetz didn't listen. Now he says he's wrong, and I'll leave it at that. That's good. But, I mean, Gaetz would have been presidential material if he would have been the champion up front, and then Trump picking it up, he'd just be movie star level, which is great. These guys don't listen. Daddy's a billionaire, you know, Gaetz is a smart guy, but Daddy kind of got him the seat and everything. And so he doesn't need to listen to, you know, Jones from Texas when, you know, Roger Stone briefs him on stuff or we get him information. Now, I'm not being arrogant. I just want to win. Now Gates is like, you're right, I was wrong. Well, good, Gates. I'm glad you know that now. So they got more hearings coming up next month. Don't play patty cake with these trillion-dollar companies. They are absolutely gutting this country up one side and down the other and engaged in racketeering and Sherman Antitrust Act violations and unfair trade practices and fraud and discrimination and just anything. I mean, it's I've had top law firms look at it. With all their own admissions, and Senator Warner, Mark Warner, and Senator Wyden, and Senator Murphy's admissions in this stay-behind office, you know, like the office of the post office? Pretty big, huh? Obama set up an office under the Defense Authorization Act 2017, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, named after the former senator, not the current one, and they lay the whole plan to shut everybody down and take over. People keep asking, Jones, how do you, I have the Pentagon call me up, and others, they say, Jones, how are you continually, how do you know all this? And I'm like, they're writing white papers. Do all of you people just pretend you do research? I talked to generals, I talked to former CIA section chiefs, I'm not bragging, and like, I know more than they do. You know why? Because they're taking care of their grandkids or their kids, or they're playing golf, and they just kind of, you know, bitch and complain and watch Fox News. Man, I'm not doing that, okay? Matt Drudge isn't doing that. Matt Drudge has been running his own operations for 20-something years. He's built it himself. He knows how things work. So do I. Matt Drudge has all the sources in the Supreme Court, the White House, foreign governments. Matt Drudge is a world traveler. I'll leave it at that. He knows. And let me tell you, I don't want to be the only one up here with Matt Drudge that knows all this. It's very frustrating. Breitbart's starting to get it with their computer scientists and top folks. A lot of lawyers are getting it. You heard former head Clinton strategist earlier with Tucker Carlson and going, no, this is a total takeover. They're going to steal the election. Republicans ought to be really concerned. I mean, they can deliver with just a couple days of Facebook turned over to Democrats, 5 million extra votes. And that's to counter the huge Republican red wave tsunami. They're panicked by that. The red wave's coming in. So they're trying to totally up the censorship and, you know, double voting and everything else to counter that. And it's not going to work. But Trump had a huge wave in 2016, but they had such election fraud and stole at least six states that the wave almost hit the seawall and almost didn't go over, but some did. And just that little bit turned the country back around. So, and by the way, the left all brags how they control everything. So it's on. And now that Trump spotlighted it, they go, oh, that's insane. It's a conspiracy theory. It's crazy. So the article's on InfoWars.com. Get out to everybody. The social media purge of conservatives is a giant election meddling scheme. We're going to add a few of my videos that I've been breaking this down on as well into that. We have my emergency briefing to the president from Saturday. That's probably good to add. I did on Twitter. But, I mean, look, it's up to you to get this out. The president's getting it, and others are getting it. We have to get a crash course in this now. Vamanos. Let's be Gonzalez say. What's speeding us all say? Can't remember now, it says. Underlay, arriba, 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 arriba. Underlay, arriba, 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 arriba. It's kind of fun to do that. But most of the Republicans are like, I am Slowpoke Gonzalez. I do not know. Infowarsstore.com. Get some great t-shirts. Get some of the great supplements. Help fund the operation. Stick your thumb in the eye of Soros and that pig demon Hillary. Please support us. We need the support. Infowarsstore.com. But whatever you do, spread the word.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
The scientist.